Om Sahana Bhavatu, Sahana Bhunaktu, Sahaviryam Karavavahai, Tejasvinavati Tamastu Mavidvishavahai. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.
We're coming up. Om
Nakarmana Nakrajayatane Natyage Naike Amritatvamana Shuhu Parena Nakannihitanguhayam Vibhrajate Yadyatayo Vishanti Vedanta Vijnana Sunishchitartha Sanyasa Yoga Vyataya Shuddha Sattvaha Te brahma loke tu para andakale paramritat parimuchyanti sarve Vahram vipapam parame eshma bhutan yat pundarikam puramadya sarvasam Tatrapi dahram gaganan vishokastasmin yadantas parupasitavyam Yo vedadau swarah prokto vedante cha pratishtitah tasya prakutilinasya yak parasa maheshwarah natatra suryo bhati na chandra tarakam ne ma vidyuto bhanti kuto yamagnihi tameva bhantam anubhati sarvam tasya bhasa sarvamidam vibhati Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.
Guru Vandanam. Let's try it together and see how far we get. We have to add the Om.
Om Shruti Smriti Parananam Alayam Karunalayam Namami Bhagavat Padam Shankaram Loka Shankaram Sadashiva Samarambham Shankaracharya Madhyamam Asmaracharya Pariyantam Vande Guru Paramparam Shankaram Shankaracharyam Keshavam Badarayanam Sutra Bhasha Kratau Vande Bhagavantau Punah Punah Ishwaro Guru Ratneti Murti Veda Vibhagine Vyoma Vadvyapta Dehaya Dakshina Murtaye Namaha Rukharastvam Dakharastra Rukharastam Nivartatah Andhakara Niroditvat Guru Vritya Vidhiyate
Ishwaro Guru Ratmeti
Ishwaro Guru Ratmeti
Murti Bheda Vibhagine
Murti Bheda Vibhagine
Vyomavat Vyapta Dehaya
Vyomavat Vyapta Dehaya
Dakshina Murtaye Namaha
Dakshina Murtaye Namaha
Ishwaro Guru Ratmeti
Ishwaro Guru Ratmeti
Murti Bheda Vibhagine
Murti Bheda Vibhagine
Vyomavat Vyapta Dehaya
Vyomavat Vyapta Dehaya
Dakshina Murtaye Namaha
Dakshina Murtaye Namaha
Translation Ishwaraha Guruhu Atma Iti. Okay. Ishwara, the Guru and the Self. Ishwaraha, all nominatives. Ishwaraha Guruhu Atma Iti. These three, Ishwara, Guru and the Self and the Atma, Murti Bheda Vibhagine. This is in the data from Vibhagin. It has these three divisions. It is divided into these three bedas, these three different forms. Murti is form. Murti, you know, the Murti is what is the deity. So Ishwara now is divided into these, well, we'll see. Dakshina is divided into, is separated into these three different forms. What? Ishwara, Guru, the Self. Okay? So to that one who is divided into these different forms, Ishvara, Guru, Atma, then Vyomavat, Vyakti, Dehaya, Data, compound, Vyomavat, like space, Vyapta, pervaded, Deha, body, whose body, right, is pervaded like space. You can say you have Vyapta, whose body is all pervasive like space. Vyomavat Vyapta Dehaya. Dakshina Murtiye Namaha. Remember Namaha? Indeclinable governs the data. My salutations to Dakshina Murti, the one whose form is facing south. There's a lot of different ways to unfold Dakshinamurti, but we'll think Lord Dakshinamurti. So salutations to Dakshinamurti, whose body is pervasive, Vyomavat, like space, who can be divided, who is divided into these three separate, into these different forms, Murti Beta, Ishvara, Guru, Atma. So if you look at the translation below, salutations to Lord Dakshinamurti, who is all-pervasive like space, who is differentiated, that's the vibhagini, right? One who is differentiated, into the three different forms. There's no three there, but because there are three different forms, in the translation they put three different forms, but the word three isn't there. Differentiated into the different forms of, the separate forms of Lord, Guru, and Self.
And Vyomavad Vyapta Dehaya is a compound?
Yeah. Yeah,
the others are in stem form, and then the last is in deep.
That's right.
But there aren't murtis for Lord Guru himself, right?
No, they're saying if we think of Lord Dakshinamurti, who's viewed as all pervasive, then in terms of the Maya Upadi, how are we worshipping the Lord? In terms of Ishwara, in terms of the Guru, in terms of the Self. Mm-hmm. It's just a praise for the Sampradaya, mm-hmm. the teacher. Okay?
Oh, I see.
So let's chant this one, then we'll go move on to the next one. Ishvaro Guru Ratne, Ishvaro Guru Ratne Ti, Ishvaro Guru Ratne Ti, Murti Bheda Vibhagine, Vyomavat Vyapta Dehaya, Dakshina Murtaye Namaha. Ishvaro Guru Ratne Ti, Murti Bheda Vibhagine, Vyomavad Vyapta Dehaya Dakshina Murtaye Namaha. Bukharas Twantakarascha Bukharas Tannivartakaha Bukharas Tannivartakaha Andhakara Nirodhatvat Andhakara Nirodhitvat. Sorry, Nirodhi, okay. Andhakara Nirodhitvat Andhakara Nirodhitvat Guru Ritya Vidhiyate Guru Ritya Vidhiyate Gukaraha Tu Andhakaraha Cha Rukaraha Tan Nivartakaha Andhakara Nirodhitvat Guruhu Iti abhidhiyate. Okay. Gukaraha, the letter gu. the word tu is a filler here, just as dividing, separating from the letter ru, because we're giving the etymology of the word guru. So tu is used to divide on the one hand, on the other hand. Okay, so, but it's not going to translate nicely. The gukara is andhakara, means darkness. Andhakara is that which makes blind. Isn't that nice? Andha means blind. Andhakara, that's what makes blind, is darkness. Okay? So the gukara is andhakara, that which makes blind, that darkness. Also word for ignorance. Rukara, the letter, ru, okay? Tannivartakaha is the remover. Nivartaka is the one that removes or destroys, is the destroyer of that, is the remover of that. So the letter gu stands for darkness or ignorance. the letter Ru is the Nivartika, the remover of that.
The ten.
Ten is that. Mm. It's a compound, ten Nivartikaha, tasya Nivartikaha, the remover of that. So, Vrukaraha, tat Nivartikaha, where the tat is a compound to Nivartika. Nivartika means remover or destroyer.
Okay. Yeah, goes to ten Nivartika.
Yeah, it goes to ten. Okay. Then, Andhakara, darkness. Darkness is used for ignorance. We'll say the darkness of ignorance, or sometimes we just use tamas or andhakara for, and blindness also for, okay, for ignorance. So, andhakara nirodhitva, because of being, right, a nirodhi, one that removes, a remover of darkness, guruhu iti abhidhiyate. It is guru iti abhidhiyate, it is called guru. A guru is so called because he destroys the darkness of ignorance. That's a good translation. Abhidhiyate is passive from abhidha. Abhidha means to name. Abhidhiyate is named, is called, is denoted as.
Okay. Sorry, what does
abhidhiyate is passive from abhidha. Abhidha means to name, to denote, to call. Abhidha. Da, aspirate, da.
Yeah, abhidha. To name or connote.
Okay. Denote, yeah. Or to call. So because of being that one that removes ignorance, right, or the darkness of ignorance, guru iti abhidhiyate, it is named guru, one is named guru.
And the andhakara nirodhatva, is that a compound?
Yeah.
That's one.
That's a compound. The first one is not a compound. The first one, gukaraha to andhakaraha. Well, andhakara is a compound. Andhankara, the one that makes for blindness.
But it's a word in it.
But we just use it as a word for darkness.
But those are both nominatives in andhankara and guru.
Yeah, they're all nominatives. Gukaraha.
Right.
The gu stand, the letter gu stands for darkness. The letter ru stands for the remover of that darkness. Okay. Because of being one that removes the darkness. Guruhu iti abhidhiyate. One is called, it is called guru.
Well, why do gu and ru stand for what they stand for? Do you know?
No. I mean, I have to look it up in the in the dictionary to see what the etymology of gu is. I mean, they're saying that this word gu
right.
means darkness. The yeah. word ru means... Mm-hmm. We could look it up in the dictionary.
Okay. Did you do this translation, or...
No, I just took it out of Bhagish. I just took it right out of the chanting.
Well, what's the difference between...
and I didn't disagree with the translation.
Okay, the Sadashiva and Dakshinamurti, are they two different?
Sadashiva is Shiva, and Dakshinamurti is a form of Shiva. There's many different... Lord Shiva takes many different forms. And Dakshinamurti is a form, the first teacher is an incarnation of Shiva. Right? Form of Shiva.
The Sadashiva is... for Shiva, and then Dakshinamurti, and then when he takes the teaching form, it's Dakshinamurti. Is that
mm-hmm. So Dakshinamurti is...
Dakshinamurti.
Dakshinamurti, that he taught the rishis, right? Okay.
Yeah. There's a chant that we always do to Dakshinamurti. Often when we do the Brahma Sutras, and we do all of the chants that need to be done, it takes about 10 or 15 minutes to do all those chants. We do the 10 or so verses to Lord Dakshinamurti that tells the whole story. Those are very nice. We can learn that too. Yeah, most of us have that by heart.
You know, in the Shruti Smritis, this is confusing to me because sometimes we chant it Namami Bhagavat Padam,
yes.
And other times we say Namami Bhagavat Pada.
If you say Padam, all you're doing is breaking
just
the
center.
You're separating the compound. It should be. I heard myself say Padam, but you're just separating. It's better to do. Namami Bhagavat Pada Shankaram Loka Shankaram.
I think in the Vedic chanting you had it actually separated with the Anuskara.
Oh, I might have.
Yeah.
It's just a different version.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so then they're both.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's better to do Bhagavat Pada. Sometimes that is actually what do you call it, a respectful term? Bhagavat Pada. Bhagavat Pada, you know, the one whose feet are simply a Bhagavan. So Bhagavat Pada Shankaram, Bhagavat Pada.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
So it's better to link them because
I think it's better.
It's like a guru.
It's like Shri.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. It's like saying
Shishi. Mm-hmm. You wouldn't say Shri, end of.
That's right. You wouldn't say, yeah. Let's do the last two. Let's do the last verse. Chant it a couple of times. Gukara swantakara sa urukara sannivartakaha andakara nirodhitvat guru ritya vidhiyate gukara swantakara sa urukara sannivartakaha andakara nirodhitvat guru ritya vidhiyate. Okay, let's move on to Paitriya.